The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Our Tuesday with Timmons this week is Wednesday with William. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Joey, good morning. Great to be with you. And I got to tell you, last night was one of the most impressive speeches I've ever seen. The president was inspirational. He was unifying. And obviously the speaker's reaction at the end of it was the icing on the cake.
All right. You got to tell me, what did you make of that? I mean, could you believe she actually tore the president's speech in front of the world?
Well, Joey, you got to think about this. Everybody was expecting at least something on Iowa or something on, you know, the fact that the president's going to be acquitted here in the next couple hours of these ridiculous impeachment charges. And the fact that he did not mention either and just stayed on script, talk about how great the country is, talked about the accomplishments of the last 3 years, talked about the direction of the next 5 years, I was kind of shocked. I think she was equally shocked, and she knew that given the fact that Friday night, the 51-49 vote against calling any witnesses, then I guess it's two nights ago now, the debacle in Iowa, which is just, you know, disgraceful. And then now the acquittal today, he just was on a roll, and she had to do something. She had to do something. And we're not talking about today that he brought a soldier back from Afghanistan to be with his wife and two children. We're not talking about the fact that there was a 100-year-old Tuskegee Airman that was honored. We're not talking about the fact that Rush Limbaugh got the Presidential Medal of Freedom. We're talking about the fact that she ripped up the speech. So that's her point. And I understand why she did it, but I don't think it was the right thing to do.
Yeah. Well, it was disrespectful, not only to Donald Trump, but to the office of the presidency. All right. I got to ask you, Congressman, when the chamber broke out chanting, what were your thoughts?
You know, I generally try to be very formal when I'm in the chamber. Most people don't, but I think it comes back from my time in the state Senate. We're not allowed to be loud or chant or anything, mm-hmm. but I did join in.
You participated?
I did. You just got to think about the accomplishments that we've made in the last 3 years, and even in this last year with House representative led by a speaker who wants nothing more than to disrupt and, block any kind of productive agenda. We've still made a lot of progress. USMCA was signed, the new NAFTA. The president is able to do the first phase of the China agreements without the House weighing in. And, you know, criminal justice reform. You have all of these major accomplishments, and the president was able to highlight those. And I really, he ended it the perfect way.
Yeah.
The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
Yep. And I have to admit, with me, of course, Wednesday with William instead of a Tuesday with Timmons, Congressman William Timmons this morning, I have to admit, like you, I was kind of expecting him to throw in a couple of impeachments and other things, but he didn't. I mean, he kept it positive. He talked about all the great accomplishments of his administration and where our country is headed. And I got to tell you, it was the best and the most inspiring State of the Union speech I think I've ever heard.
It's definitely up there. It's the best I've ever heard. I was just very pleased. And I think that one of the more enjoyable things is to watch the Democrats across the building from us, and they have to stand up and clap for things, and they're like, wait, we do have to clap for that. We can't just sit down. And he got Adam Schiff and Chairman Nadler up for a few, and I was just like, this is great. but it was very special to be there, and I'm just you know, so honored and privileged to serve the 4th Congressional District in Congress. And I, you know, I have a renewed sense of purpose to work even harder to try to get some more things done this Congress. And I'm just excited for 4 more years. I tell you that, Joey.
Yes, yes. All right, so this afternoon, Congressman, the Senate votes to acquit the president. Does this end this whole charade? Are we done with impeachment?
I hope so. I really hope so. You know, we have so many things we could be getting done, whether it's drug pricing, surprise billing. You know, those are two of the low hanging fruits. We have to do an infrastructure package. We have to.
Yeah.
How big it will be and what it will include remain to be seen. But I hope that we can get to work and put some of this partisan bickering aside.
Yeah, so do I. Congressman, yesterday I checked my mail and I had a legislative update from you, kind of highlighting some of the issues that you're tackling: pro-life, national flood insurance program, budget reform, the modernization of Congress, of course, our relationship with Israel. And by the way, you did a great job at First Monday. I had a chance to listen to you speak at lunch on First Monday, and what a great job. You got some future coffee and conversations coming up so that constituents can spend a few minutes with you and talk with you about some of these issues?
Joey, I do, and thank you for bringing up the legislative update. We sent out about 100,000 of those, and we've got a lot of good feedback. I did put my cell phone number on there. People are starting to use it. I appreciate people weighing in and sharing their thoughts. As always, I'm very available. And to your question regarding coffee and conversation, we do have two upcoming dates. February 20th will be in Travelers Rest in North Greenville, and then February 21st we will be in Cowpens with Congressman Ralph Norman, and then we will be in Boiling Springs and Landrum. And there's more information on our website and on our social media, and please reach out to the office if you are interested. We'd love to have you.
Yep, coffee and conversation, and if you want to speak with the congressman about particular issues, he's happy to do so. And I got to say, one of the themes at First Monday, as people were asking you questions after you finished speaking, was your accessibility and how you're always enthusiastic in meeting with constituents. And I got to say, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm not sure there's another member of Congress who actually hands out their cell phone number to constituents.
Well, it was part of the deal. When I ran for office, I told everyone that the cell phone number would never change, and it's not going to. Please don't call me at 2 in the morning, but you can call me during business hours. I'd love to hear from you, and I'll just go ahead and put it out there again. It's 864-616-8821. So I'd love to hear from you if you have anything that's concerning you. We're working hard, and again, it's an honor and privilege to serve the 4th Congressional District here in D.C.
Yep. Congressman William Timm, is always good to hear from you. Be safe, and we'll talk with you next week.
Joey, looking forward to it. Have a great week.
You too. Have a wonderful Wednesday. William Timmons, truly, I don't know that there's another member of Congress who actually gives you his cell phone number.